You know, I'm starting to come around on Travis Kelce, old school sensibilities, looking at an article from People Magazine. Travis Kelce kept things traditional when it came to his proposal to fiance Taylor Swift. In an interview with Australian radio's Jimmy and Nath show with Emma, that's a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're just Payne and Pendergast. We're not Payne and Pendergast with Ben.
Right.
Although Ben will lobby for that probably. On this show, Travis Kelce's dad, Ed Kelce, revealed that his son asked Taylor's dad, Scott Swift, for his blessing to marry his daughter a month ago. Travis Kelce, old school. Is that still the norm, right, out there?
I think probably. I think it's one of those things where I don't know if it's expected or standard, but it's I remember going through it where I was like, I guess it'd be feel weird if I didn't. Like the downside of it is,
yeah, I did.
And I knew it wasn't. I mean, I wasn't nervous about what the answer was going to be or anything.
Right.
I'm Seth Payne, and
hell yeah.
I don't know. It's
Seth
one of those.
Freaking
the downside,
Payne. Yeah.
The downside of not doing it is greater than I think most people probably still do it.
I think so. I think what you were about to say there, I think is what this texter is saying. You always ask your future bride's father for her hand in marriage. If not, he will always hold it against you. That's old school. So, the downside of having it held against you is not worth it.
I was talking to my current bride.
As opposed to your future bride, right?
That was the other thing. That's another big social media thing that guys were doing, that talking about, like, intentionally saying in front of their wives, being like, yeah, this is my current wife. This is my current wife, Susan. And then you see the wife look at him like, what the hell did you just say?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's good.
No, the thing that I hate most about Travis Kelce is that it's become politicized somehow as to whether you like or dislike Travis Kelce is somehow an indication of how you feel about things politically.
Shocker.
No, Travis Kelce, long before every damn thing had to be political, was routine, before he was ever with Taylor Swift, was routinely in the top five most hated players in the NFL.
Correct.
Year after year after year, 100%. Consistently.
Yes.
And now it's gotten to the point where you can't just hate Travis Kelce without somebody thinking that you're also, you know, betraying exactly how you vote or how you feel about this issue or that issue.
Yes.
It's a bipartisan issue.
Right.
Travis Kelce is an annoying person, okay?
Yes.
Whether Republican, Democrat, whatever. Stop making everything political, damn it.
I
just want to dislike my athletes on their own merits.
Yes, yes. Can I just be petty without the politics, please?
Yes.
Please. Someone says you ask for blessings, not permission. Okay, whatever.
Because then you get into the whole dynamic of like, the paternalism of like, she can't make her home disabled and all that. Yeah, people get sensitive about it.
Sean, shouldn't Judy's man Charlie be asking you that question pretty soon? I would guess they're living together. They've been together for several years. They're clearly, that's the direction it's heading in.
Well, if you didn't put your foot down on that.
I'm going to tell you right now, I like Charlie so much, he didn't have to ask me for permission for anything. If they want to elope, that saves me a lot of money, you know? So if I get a phone call one day like, Dad, we went to wherever and now we're married, I'd say, I love Charlie. This is awesome.
I got to get Judy. Judy's giving me some advice on me running my 7-minute mile. I haven't gotten back to her. This morning I was thinking about, you know, one of my pet theories about why cross-country athletes seem to always have the highest GPA on the amongst athletic programs at colleges.
Yep.
I've always felt like, it probably has something to do with like a sustained effort over time. Like there's a certain personality traits that distance runners have that a lot of like us football players don't have. And as I was sitting there pondering it, I realized like, the show starts in 15 seconds.
I better
get in front of the microphone.
That's why you were running into the set.
As I was thinking about why cross-country athletes seem to be better at school than us stupid football players, I almost missed my assignment for the day, which was first and foremost, show up to class.
Do the show. Yeah.
Yeah.
You were doing a stupid thing. Yeah, that's ironic, man. So there are... there are Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift wedding odds out. Now I poo-pooed weddings the other day, and celebrity weddings in particular. And you explained to me, Sean, the reason you poo-poo them is you're a man, and this tends to be, not to overgeneralize, but it seems more women are interested in the celebrity weddings. Certainly seems that way around the office here. You know,
look, there's a lot. Have you been to a wedding? There's a lot more women crying than men in the audience. Okay.
Yeah. But gambling will get me interested in this wedding with the quickness. Tell me of these, which I should take. I don't want to bet on the date. It's like a coin flip, whether it's going to be before July 4th or after July 4th next year. Ugh. How many outfit changes will Taylor Swift have on her wedding day?
I hate you so much.
What?
Because then I'm thinking about this.
Yeah.
All right. So the number is 2.5.
Under, right? Like, it's not a concert. It's a wedding.
No, on wedding day. But a lot of brides, sometimes they're going to have some kind of after party after the reception. Okay. So that's at least one
change.
That's
one, yeah.
I think when she shows up, the
number's 2.5.
I'm guessing this will be a heavily photographed event, Sean. Okay. When she shows up to either the facility where they're having the wedding or whatever, she's going to be wearing
casuals.
Something different than her wedding dress.
Yep.
So that'll be, if she just changed from that into the wedding dress, that would be one change.
Yep.
And then after the reception, if she changed out of her wedding dress into an after party outfit, that would be two
right.
changes. And that would seem normal for a lot of brides.
Yeah.
So given that this is a celebrity wedding, I would take the over.
You would?
I think if it's normal for most women to have two changes on that day, then yeah, I'm
guessing
it's
true. We're not counting whatever she changes into privately after all the festivities are over when they're at the honeymoon suite. Or
when he's like carrying
that.
Her across the, yeah.
Yeah, well, when they're, you know,
who knows though? No, I bet there will be at least,
whatever,
now that'll be at like 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. So
oh, okay, so it's not the same
that's
day.
Included in that.
Yeah. I thought this one, number of current or former NFL players in the wedding party. The number's 1.5.
In the wedding party, though.
Don't you feel
so
like this would be a big
the
wedding?
That's the groomsmen?
Yeah, the groomsmen. Yeah.
So, I mean, he and Pat Mahomes are very good friends.
Well, we know Jason Kelce is probably going to be the best man, I would imagine, right?
Oh, yeah. So he's in the party.
So they're
basically. So that's two, at least.
This is another way of asking, does Travis Kelce have any friends on the team? Is he Bo Callahan?
Well, and he and Mahomes are really good friends, so I'm guessing Mahomes is going to be in the wedding party.
I would think so. I would think maybe Brittany might even be on Taylor's side of things. Haven't
is
they gotten
to be a former NFL player?
No. But I'm talking.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just saying like the Mahomes family dynamic. Yeah.
Yeah,
that feels like an easy over to me, right? Unless everybody hates Travis Kelce on his team the way society hates him.
Yeah, no, but wedding party is different than attending the wedding, so that's like it's not. The wedding party is just your groomsmen.
It is, but again, if Jason Kelce is already one of them, because that's his brother, to take the under means he has no friends that would even be in the wedding party. If you take the under on 1.5, because you need two.
Well, he can only have friends from that are in the NFL. No.
But again, like I would think that he's been on the Chiefs for a decade. Wouldn't you think he'd make close enough friends with one person to be in the wedding party? Do you think?
I would think so. But also, a lot of times, like I don't know. I think this is a trickier one than you're making it out to be.
Okay, I'm gonna bet you on this.
Boyhood friends or what have you.
No, I know there'll be other people in the wedding party. I just find it hard to believe that a guy who's been on the same team for 10 years wouldn't have one friend outside from his brother. Who would be in the wedding party? That I find that hard to believe. But maybe
I would take the over on it.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, it might just be more just for whatever reason he makes it. Yeah.
You don't think it's a slam dunk like I do. Who will sing the first song? The Kelce brothers are the two favorites. Okay. I think definitely alcohol would have to be involved if they're singing the first song at the wedding. Somehow Britney Spears found her way onto these odds for singing the first song. Is Britney Spears allowed out these days? Like it's.
Would you invite her to your wedding? God, no.
Oh,
that's
I would.
A train wreck waiting to happen.
I totally would have invited her to our wedding with me.
If
and
I
Amy.
Invite her to my wedding, I'm kind of having. I'd have like a couple of secret servicemen
watching
who are just watching.
Yeah,
yeah, just waiting for a sign of some. Okay, let's just go ahead and just move her over to the. Let's move her into another room.
That's a good call, Seth. That's a really good call. Did y'all turn into Swifties? No, I'm a gambler, and I'm trying to pick out some good bets, okay? I'm not a Swiftie. Last one. This is a little insulting, but it's funny. How many slices of wedding cake will Andy Reid eat? And they put the number at 4.5. Have you ever seen anybody eat 4 pieces of wedding cake at a wedding?
This is something, though, I think by virtue of making this an odd... Immediately, I would take the under, because if Andy Reid is aware of the fact that there are gambling odds on how many pieces of cake he's going to take,
he's going to dial it back.
Either that, or he just leans into it and just go, and he just mows down, you know, makes a joke out of it.
Yes.
So I would take the under. 4.5 isn't that much.
At a wedding, it is. I know. I've watched you eat 13 ice cream sandwiches in a press box before.
Yeah.
So I know it's not much for you to sit down and accomplish. But
I'm usually training to run a 7-minute mile.
That's
whereas
right.
I don't know if Andy Reid, you know, I need those calories.
The carbs.
Me.
Yeah.
I need the carbs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a whole bunch of fat.
Yes.
I would still take the under on that one.
I would too. All right. There we go. I'm glad we did this. I got a lot of bets to place on this wedding, whenever the hell it takes place. If it takes place. All right. First weekend of college football. We got some stuff coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour. 8:20 on the show today. We'll be joined by Zach Walchuk, who is on. He's part of the afternoon show on 105.3 The Fan. The Micah up in Dallas. The Micah Parsons trade is a huge topic. We've been talking about it on the show today. College football has already started. Go Cougs! Cougs win last night over SFA. So congrats to the Cougs there. This will be fun. This first weekend. We get debuts of a lot of stuff. The stuff that I am most looking forward to this college football weekend is coming up next.